Good evening, partners of A New Thing Ministries. We are so excited that you have decided to join us tonight for our March partner prayer call. And I know that Kim has prepared something just wonderful on Kairos moments, and I'm not going to steal her thunder, but I'm just going to open with a quick prayer so we can get going. Father, we just thank you for this time tonight. We thank you for every partner that is tuned in and that will tune in tonight, Father. Lord, we just open up our spirits wide to receive what you have dropped into Kim's heart. We thank you that not one word will fall to the ground and die, but it will go and it will be planted deep into our hearts and it will bring forth 30, 60, and 100-fold in Jesus' name. And without any further ado, I'm going to let Kim get started.
Okay. Thank you, Kalita. I want to make a little announcement first. This is so hard to get across in the daily emails that we send out, but everybody that is on this call is a partner, and I have been working diligently to keep our partner list updated. I want you to understand when you sign up for the newsletter, your name is automatically put on the newsletter, but our partner list comes entirely from donations made. So if we don't have your address or if we don't have your email, we're not able to keep you on our partner list. And I want to make sure all you guys stay on our partner list so that you get our magazine and that you get the alerts for the prayer calls and anything else we send out for the partners. So please make sure that you keep us updated if your name changes, if your address changes, and especially if your email changes. We've still got about 14 names that we're missing emails for, and I don't want any partners to miss anything because we appreciate you so very much. Okay, that was my ad for the night. Now, I want to, like Kalita said, I want to talk to you tonight about a Kairos moment. I have never seen a week in all the time I've been serving the Lord like this past week that I have seen, with the words coming out and the precise words about the moment and time that we're living in. We are indeed in a Kairos moment, and I will explain that more as we go. But tonight, my goal is for you to realize the time that we are living in and to act accordingly, that you'll not miss your time of visitation, and that you'll get your hopes up to a place to partake of this season that we are in. One day last weekend, the Lord prompted me to go to Bethel TV in Redding, California, and watch a message by Chris Vallotton. It was called Epoch Seasons in Kairos Time, and it was probably the best message I've ever heard in my entire life. It so hit my spirit. I shared it with Kalita. I shared it with Carol. I shared it with Randy and several other people. I just wanted everybody to hear this, but what I found is that some of them really received the word and some of them just thought it was an okay word. So I know this is a word for people who have ears to hear and a heart that desires to understand the season that we are in. Now, first of all, an epoch, that word means the way God deals with a certain people in a certain time. When the children of Israel crossed over the Jordan River, they went into a new season. They crossed over in from one thing to another thing. It was an epoch time. It was a set time where God did a certain thing with a certain people. And when I believe that we are in the same place, that we have crossed over. You may not feel like you've crossed over. You may feel like the enemy is still hot on your tail, but we have indeed crossed over. We've moved from one thing to another thing. And what happens when you cross over is that it creates or inspires a Kairos moment. Isaiah 43:18 says, "Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it?" That word "know it" means will you perceive it? Will you be able to receive with your mind and your thoughts and your emotions the new thing that God is doing in your life? One of the things that I love about this scripture, it says God is doing a new thing. Don't remember the former things. And if you go on down and read that scripture, he even says it's time to sing a new song. And that's two things that God has been talking to us about over the last few weeks, over and over again, to let go of the things that are behind and that it's time to sing a new song. So all of these things are lining up and coming together in this season. And whatever you have walked through, it is over and past, and it is time to seize this moment that we are in and to begin to sing a new song. God is not doing, one of the things that Chris Vallotton said is God is not doing the next thing, but a new thing. If he was doing the next thing, then what you just came through would be relevant to what he's doing. But he's doing a new thing. We may not even totally know what that new thing is. We may just sense it or feel it or perceive it in our spirit, and we know that we can no longer stay where we are. We may not know exactly where we're going, but we know that we cannot stay where we are because God is doing a new thing, and we have to leave that old stuff behind and move into the new thing. We are in a Kairos time. We must be aware of that and behave accordingly. Many people will hear this and think, oh, I've heard this before. I've heard this time and time again, and maybe we have, but this is where we are now. The sons of Issachar in 1 Chronicles 12 understood the times and seasons. That's what the Bible says, and that word times is kairos. They understood the kairos time. Jesus, if you'll remember in the New Testament, he rebuked the Pharisees because they couldn't discern the times. They were asking Jesus for a sign to discern the times, and Jesus rebuked them and said, what are you talking about? There's signs all around you. Can you not see the signs? And I could say the same thing to every one of us today. Can you not see the signs? They are all around us. It is good to know what God has said. That's why we read the Bible. That's how we come to know God, and that's how we come to know how he works. It's good to know what he said, but it's also pertinent to know what he is saying in this hour. We can't just know what he said in times past. We've got to discern the times and know what he's saying for this hour. Galatians 4:4 talks about a time when the fullness of time had come. And Ephesians 1:7 talks about a suitable time of fullness. Both of those words, time, are kairos. There's two different words for times. Chronos, which is a season or a time measurable by the linear scale. Kairos is different. It is a moment. It's a right moment, a perfect moment, and an opportune moment. And that's what we're in right now. In Chronos time, time just goes on. It's just the days we live in, the hours we live in, the months, the years. But in Kairos, there is a specific time and a specific moment that things just happen. It's when the divine favor meets divine opportunity. I was thinking about that today as I was doing some dusting here at my house. I have this little sewing machine that's called a Singer Featherweight. And that may mean nothing to anyone else, but it means a great deal to me. Because there was a season and a time when we had suffered several deaths in our family. We had lost a few family members, and it was a hard time. And during that time, one of my relatives began to teach me how to quilt. And she began to introduce me to different sewing machines, and she had this one little sewing machine that was called a Singer Featherweight. And during that time, that season, it was so instrumental for me, and it was so healing to my mind to get my mind off of what was going on in the natural and just concentrate on making quilts. And one night, my Aunt Sherry showed me this sewing machine, and she said, watch how this thing sews. And it was so quiet, and it was such a peaceful experience. And she said, now, these are really hard to find. I bought mine 20 years ago, and they're more and more difficult to find. And, you know, they're quite expensive when you do find them. And that night I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, I want one of those sewing machines. Now, at that time, I was still walking through a very hard season financially, and I couldn't just go out and buy the sewing machine that I wanted. I didn't even try to find one. But just a couple days later, maybe even the next day, I had a call from a friend, and she started sharing with me that when I came to speak at their church that she had some things for me, and her mom, who was now in a home, had some sewing things, and she was going to give them to me. And I thought, oh, that's so cool. And I said, you know, I was just praying today about a particular sewing machine. And she said, what does it look like? And I sent her a picture of it. And the next day she called me back and she said, you'll not believe it, but I have that exact sewing machine in my basement and it's been there for years. It was a time when there was just this kairos moment that God saw I needed something to bring me hope, and he just put that thing in my hands. Every time I look at it, I think of the bigness of my God, and I think of the love of my friend, and it's just a blessing, and those type of things happen easily without toil and labor when we're in the midst of a kairos moment. In 1 Kings 13, it was prophesied that Josiah would be the king and that he'd be a righteous king. But right after it was prophesied, the kings that came behind that word kept getting worse and worse. Frankly, it looked like the opposite was happening. Have you ever felt that way? Have you ever had a prophecy spoken over you and then it seems like the exact opposite is happening? That's what was happening in 1 Kings. It was over 300 years later when Josiah became king. Before that time, it looked like it would never happen. But he did become king because there came a time when he was 8 years old that he was anointed as king. Now, at this time, no one had read a Bible in 50 years. No one had worshipped God in 50 years. But when he became king, he started letting the priest back into the church, what they used as a church back then, back into the temple, and they found the Bible. And one of the men began to read, and they found that over 300 years before, Josiah was prophesied to be a king. And he ripped off his clothes, the Bible says, and he began to bring Israel back to God, because when those words were decreed 300 years before, in Chronos time, they began to move into their season, and they kept being decreed and decreed, and it began to produce something. I've told our readers over and over again, that's what your words do. They produce things, and as time passed, Chronos met with that decree, and that decree met with a divine opportunity, and it became a kairos moment, and he became king, and exactly what God said was going to happen happened. And we, again, are in the same type of season. One of the things that Chris shared is that a kairos season will be marked by three things. And I want you to understand, it's a season. It's not a moment. It's not a day. It's a season. And it's not over a person. It is just a season that hits our earth. So you can step into that season if you want to. That season will be marked by three things. The first one, acceleration. Things that normally take years to happen will happen suddenly. Just like Nehemiah, the wall that could not be built, that took over 100 years trying to build, was when he stepped into that moment in God, that kairos moment, that opportune moment, that anointed moment, that was done in 52 days that could not be done in over 100 years. Acceleration is a must if you're going to have breakthrough. And I know you may be thinking that you've been doing as much as you know how to do, but acceleration is necessary. I think I just wrote about this week, but when that vehicle ran through our office building a couple of weeks ago, I was standing there looking at the hole in this brick and block wall and looking at the sidewalk that was in front of it, and I was just standing there looking at it that day, and the Lord said, what had to take place for her to bust through the wall, the block, the brick, and the everything else that she pushed out of the way? And I said, great acceleration. And he said, exactly. And that's exactly what it's going to take in this time for you to see your breakthrough. It's going to take great acceleration. But the good news is that when you're in a kairos moment in God, that his acceleration will push you on through to breakthrough. Number two, it will be marked by unusual occurrences, things that will occur against ridiculous odds. Chris talked a lot about sports and all of the different events, the sporting events that had the winners had come against ridiculous odds. And I'm not really into sports a whole lot, but I did recognize the truth in that, that people that were winning against all odds. And I think about the president that we have right now in the United States of America. Not one person outside of a prophetic person said that Donald Trump would win the election. He won against all odds. All of the news stations, everyone said they pretty much thought it was a laughing matter that there was no possible way he could win but God. And if that doesn't show you that we're in a Kairos moment, I don't know what does, because against all odds, he is seated in the Oval Office as we speak. The third thing that you'll see in a Kairos season is supernatural intervention. The way things happen will make no earthly sense. I was reading about Gideon in Judges 6 when God gave him a strategy to win, a strategy of a torch, jars, and trumpets. Made absolutely no sense at all, and you've really got to know you're hearing from God when he gives you some kind of strategy like that to go against an enemy. But that's the strategy that God gave him. It made no sense to him, but he gained the victory. The widow woman, when the prophet came and said, "Give me your last meal," that made absolutely no sense to her. But it was the strategy from God, and it was her Kairos moment, and she did what the prophet said, and she did not go hungry. God sustained her their entire famine. And Jacob, Brianne was talking to me the other day. She is raising all kinds of animals, and she told me about a certain kind of animal that she would love to have. And I said, "Well, Jacob put a strip of wood with little speckle strips on it in front of his livestock so that he would have what he desired to be bred with his livestock." And that sounds crazy, to put a piece of wood in front of animals, for heaven's sakes. See, there's strategies and plans from God that we're going to hear during this season that will make absolutely no sense. But if you'll do the plan of God, if you'll do the strategy of God, it will produce what he says it will produce. So in this season, you've got to watch for acceleration, unusual occurrences, and supernatural intervention. And this, as I've already said, is for a people who has ears to hear. Can you see the signs? Do you realize that something is happening in our midst? We are indeed in a Kairos moment, and we have to behave accordingly. If you remember, in King Josiah, decree played a big part. Speaking up is important when you are in a divine moment in time. Everybody knows the story of Queen Esther. Mordecai told Esther, "If you keep quiet during this time," and again, that word is Kairos, "God will use someone else." I'm saying the same thing to you. If you keep quiet during this time, and it's your set time, and you refuse to respond, God will move on to someone else. God will favor someone else. Do you remember the dream that God gave me a couple of weeks ago about the where I was working, where people had babies and they would bring their stuff into me? And one woman had a baby, and she said it had died. And she brought me its blanket, and she brought me all this stuff, and she was grieving, but then after a while she was angry. But it turned out that the baby wasn't dead at all. And I tried to give the baby back to her, but she said no. So I was trying to find someone else to give it to her, and the Lord showed me during that time that there's going to be things birthed in this season that people will not receive because they won't believe that dream is still alive. So it will be given to another people. Another definition that I found just a couple of days ago for Kairos is a propitious moment for decision or action. I think there could not be a truer definition. It is a time for you to decide and act if you believe this is a word from God or not. if you discern that it is a word from God, then you have to be ready for action. You have to seek the Lord, and you have to do whatever he tells you to do to step into your time and your season. I don't know how long this season will last. I don't know if it'll last a few months. I don't know if it'll last a year or a few more days. But I know we're in a season where if we can just get our hopes up that we will see what God has promised us. I was listening to a man preach the other night, and he talked about the atmosphere, and I'm big on atmospheres. I know God works in atmospheres, and there's some that he cannot work in. He cannot work in an atmosphere of unbelief. He has to work in an atmosphere of faith. But this man was talking about he had flown in from Africa, and when he landed in San Diego, he said that the atmosphere there was thick and it was heavy. But when he arrived in Redding, California, he said the atmosphere was thin. And it was because of all the prayers and the declaration and the worship that had gone up in that place. And because it was so thin, you could just reach your hand up and you could grab hold of the promise of God without restriction, without anything standing in your way. And I believe we are in the same type of season. If we create an atmosphere over us that is thin, not a thick one or not a heavy one with sin or with murmuring or complaining, but if we create an atmosphere over us that is thin, we can reach our hands up and lay hold of what God has for us. We do that with decreeing, we do that with prayer, and we do that with worship. This is the season that we're in. It's not the only person I've heard is not Chris Vallotton. I want to read you a few prophecies that came out in that same week. Many of them came out on March the 7th, but they all came out within that seven-day span. The first one I'm going to read you is from Wanda Alger. She says, I tell you to get ready for things to turn, to change, to go inside out and upside down. Adjust your expectations and align your spirit to receive what you are not ready for. Your spirit says yes, and so it must be yes and amen. Even so, it will not happen the way you want. It will not look the way you think. Join with heaven in declaring the new thing that is about to take place. It will not blow your mind. It will blow your faith to an entirely new level of anticipation of what is yet to be. Align your prayers to simply be ready to receive. You cannot work for this. You can't even prepare for this. The only way to get ready is to enlarge your thinking, enlarge your faith to believe the unthinkable, imagine the impossible, and expect to be surprised and overwhelmed by the Father's goodness, the Son's pleasure, and the sheer delight and joy of the Holy Spirit. A party is soon to begin as the Father's house visits your house. I want to read you another one. It's by a lady named Angela Stolba. She said she was driving down the roads and was paying attention to the spring-like weather. And before she could even finish her thoughts, she heard the Lord say, full bloom. As she began to ponder on those words, God continued to speak, saying, even in the natural realm, you are drawing near to the season of spring. So it also is in the spiritual realm. The long, hard winter is about to break and springtime is nearly here. A season of singing and rejoicing is upon you. My promises are about to manifest in your life and they're going to come into full bloom. That which you have been contending for is at your doorstep. A Kairos season is emerging. This is going to be a time of destinies being fulfilled. God is bringing forth his divine alignment to circumstances and situations in your life that have needed a proper adjustment. I truly believe that the Lord is also going to orchestrate divine connections within your life, connections with people who will partner alongside you and help carry out your God-given vision. And then there was one by Phyllis Ford of Arlington, Texas. She said, times and seasons are very essential when we look at God's Word. Time has always been a significant factor, and within it we see cycles and patterns that set in motion plans and purposes being clearly identified, recognized, and not overlooked by us. I see a convergence of so many things all taking place at the same time. Jesus, who is the Alpha and Omega, is drawing lines in the sand about the things that man has judged to be one thing when his rendering was different. It has been clearly spoken that when it comes to the mind of Christ and our own mind, that many times they don't line up. I believe we're about to see a marking in time. As we are trying to get everything in focus, we will see suddenlies before our eyes. A week or so ago, I had a very lucid series of dreams revealing some things that were not on my mind nor on my prayer list. In my dream, I was in the midst of the kingdom gathering and things began to happen, things that I wanted to control how they occurred, almost as if I wanted to slow down the process. I found myself adjusting to the situation instead of the situation adjusting to suit me. I began to go with it as I knew it was God's will being walked out in the process. An unusual man appeared speaking to me quickly, and I went to slow him down, and he led me out of the building. The next thing I knew, I had left the gathering to walk out a path, so to speak, that was highly significant at the time. Before I knew it, I had walked upon new ground, freshly laid ground, and I knew it was important to adjust. In the dream, I said, wow, I have just come upon freshly laid sod. My shoes had sod on them, and I wanted to clean them. The man led me to a body of water that was close. I don't know how I didn't see it before. I sat there and cleaned my shoes and feet and woke up. My daughter has a gift of interpreting dreams, and she said, you were in a place where God's will was starting to unfold before you. Though you could recognize that these events were occurring because of God, you could not manage or alter the things happening around you. It was sovereign. Then God sends you a messenger, like he has throughout the pattern of his word when something significant was coming. But the nature of who he sent was unique. You could not comprehend what he was saying because he spoke so fast. I believe the man was acceleration, possibly an angel of acceleration. Realizing that you didn't understand him, he does what he was sent to do and led you to the new place, one called Sod, S-O-D. This is the place where suddenly overtakes delay. As you notice things stick to you after trying to adjust, he shows you that this is the place where you do not have to worry, where solutions appear faster than problems. I believe in that place you washed yourself of worry and gave into trusting God despite the unusually quick occurrences around you. See, that is what we are seeing. And I want to read you one more word. There was a word by Jamie Robrall that she started out the same way, that we are entering into a Kairos season. But I have one more on my computer here that I want to read to you, if I may. It is by a lady named Samantha Lee from Singapore. She says, we are entering into a month of breakthroughs. Small increments of breakthroughs are coming. God is not only restoring all the years the locusts have stolen from us, but also preparing us to take new ground spiritually and literally. She says, hope is the key to the season. The Lord led me to look up a definition for hope just before I got on this call. And hope is a desire for something with expectation of receiving it and a belief that it is attainable. It is so important that you believe that we are in a Kairos moment, a Kairos season, that you have an expectation of receiving what God has in this season, and that you believe that it is attainable. That is important. It is key in this season. She goes on to say, the enemy of our soul has launched targeted attacks in the very areas that we have been contending for. But this is a wonderful opportunity for us to overcome to the glory of God. Now more than ever, we should keep our eyes on Jesus Christ rather than what the enemy is doing. Do not give up. Hold on to hope. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus and choose to align with hope and not fear. What you behold is what you will become. Look to the heavens, not to earth. When the battle intensifies, it is when victory is greatest. Victory is at hand. Breakthrough is coming. Keep striking the ground. And then she talks about a scripture in 2 Kings when God told Elisha to strike the ground, or Elisha said, strike the ground three times. Do not be discouraged if at first you don't see your miracle manifest. Breakthrough will first happen in the spiritual, then in the natural. Just because you can't see it in the physical does not mean it isn't happening in the spiritual. Keep on striking the ground. We do that with the words of our mouth. Fruitfulness is coming upon us and has already come. What has been barren and withered for so long will begin to revive and flourish. And the good news is, all you need for breakthrough has already been given to you. It's already there. The Lord has deposited that miracle within you, and it will bear fruit as long as we walk in accordance to the principles of the kingdom of God. Prepare. God has given us the breakthrough. We're to ask God, what must I do to prepare my heart and life so that the good soil of the seed will bear fruit? Persist. Stand your post. Don't give up. Keep striking the ground. It is in the heat of the battle that God will give you the strength you need to press through, and then you'll break through into victory. He who is faithful with little will be entrusted with more. Praise, arise, beloved. Come into his presence through an offering of worship. There is a divine exchange waiting to happen. Release what is not of him, like fear, discouragement, or greed, or pride, for the things that come from him, godliness with contentment, wisdom, and heavenly strategies. If you will be willing to humble yourself, lay down your own agendas, and work with God, you will be given the tools to clash the kingdoms. Now, as I've said all night, we are hearing these words over and over again. This is the season that we are in, and it is my prayer that everyone that's hearing my voice, that this just hits your spirit and that you know this is a word from the Lord and that we are indeed in a Kairos season in God. Later on this week, we're going to share the link where you can go and watch the video from Chris Valentin, and I really recommend everybody watch it. I've probably watched it 8 or 9 times myself, and I just want you guys to get this. I do not want you to miss your time of visitation. I want you to be right in the midst of it. I want to see you prosper. I want to see you walk in health. I want to see you lay hold of all of the promises that God has given you, and I believe we're in a season where the atmosphere is very thin, and we can reach up and lay hold of what God has for us. So that's my word for tonight. I'm going to pray over you guys, and then Kalita's going to pray over you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this word. Lord, I ask you to make us aware of the seasons and the times that we're in. Give us discernment of the times, God. Put a new hope in everyone that is listening to my voice. Let us realize, God, that we are in a Kairos moment. Do not let us miss our time of visitation. Father, as a body, as a group, as the body of Christ, we step into our Kairos moment. We lift our hopes to you, God. We declare and we decree that we shall see a fulfillment of the things that have been spoken to us from the Lord. Your word says, blessed is those who believe, for they shall see a performance. God, we believe. We hope today in you, and we believe that we are in a Kairos moment and that we are going to see things. Even in the month of March, God, pour out upon everyone on this call to such a degree that it will be undeniable that it is you, Father. God, we choose to discern this season, and we choose to act accordingly. We will declare, we will pray, we will worship, and we will accelerate in any way that you lead us to, God. Father, I break off discouragement and depression and fear and unbelief of everyone on this call. I break it off in Jesus' name, and I declare fear and discouragement and unbelief has to leave, and the hope of God takes its place. Lord, I ask you to just instill hope in each person listening right now, Lord, that their hope would arise to a new level, their faith would arise to a new level. All unbelief would be gone from their mind, their will, their emotions, their spirit, and there would be nothing left but hope and faith. God, I thank you for this season that we are in. Lord, I ask you, God, for favor upon every person under the sound of my voice, that your favor would just rest upon them, God, that you would favor them in this season. that you would manifest their heart's cry, that you would manifest the desires of their heart, that you would manifest debt freedom for them, that you would manifest healing for them, God, that if they reach up to you in faith and in hope, God, that you fulfill every promise and they see manifestations fall on them this month like they've never seen before. God, I ask you that for every partner. Lord, you said those that bless us, that you will bless them. I'm asking you, God, to bless every single one listening to my voice, to bless them with manifestations of your favor, your goodness, your prosperity, and your healing this night, God, this night. Begin to pour out your goodness on them this night, Father. Everyone that receives this word, Father, pour out your goodness upon them this night. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wow. Kim, that was absolutely awesome.
Thank you, Kalita.
I will tell you, I have watched the Chris Volitson sermon 6 or 7 times, and I picked up even more things tonight as you shared. And I just want to say this, that really stuck with me was the dream that you had where the babies that came and the person wouldn't believe that the baby finally came. God's word is true.
Yes.
His word is true. And it's going to come to pass whether we stand for it or not.
Yes.
Our dreams, what he has promised us, are going to come to pass and they're going to go to somebody.
Yes.
And that's true. Yeah, that really hit me tonight because I want everything he's promised me.
Me too.
Yeah, and to get our hopes up.
Yes.
Yeah, get our hopes up.
Expect it and believe it's attainable.
Yes, yes, because a lot of times, you know, belief for something, I wrote this down when you said it, belief for something with expectation for receiving it.
Yes.
A lot of times we will believe, but we won't expect, and that's the key component right there.
Yes.
We have to expect. That's our action.
Yes.
So, wow. Thank you. Thank you for that. So the prayer that I'm going to pray tonight came out of a conversation that I had with Kim and another friend yesterday about being properly aligned in this Kairos season. And the Lord showed me yesterday that without realizing it, I have been aligned in my thinking with certain things in life because it's the way it's always been, like since I was a child. And the way I grew up, and it's not the way I want it to be, and it's not anything that I would choose to align with now. So I really feel like that as Kim has opened up our minds by the power of the Holy Spirit about the Kairos moment and this opportune time, that we need to be sure that we are aligned to receive. So I'm going to pray that way. So, Father, we just come to you right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I ask you tonight on behalf of myself and Kim and all of the partners of A New Thing Ministries that we would be totally aligned according to your ways and purposes for each of us, Father, in this Kairos season. Lord, we repent right now for words and beliefs and declarations that have come out of our mouths that do not line up with your word, for wrong thought processes, for being blinded by circumstances that seem to have always been. And we repent, Father, for being aligned with those things, either through our will or not even realizing it, Lord. We repent right now, and we submit to Holy Spirit to realign us. Just as we would go to a chiropractor, Lord, to be realigned, readjusted in our physical bodies, God, we just come before you now to be realigned, okay, Father, according to your plans. And, Lord, we ask you to visit us tonight and the nights to come, in the night seasons, with conversations over the next few days to show us improper alignments in our thinking, in our words, and even in relationships, Father. Show us a spiritual x-ray. And show us where we need to line up in any area. Father, your word says in 1 John 1:9 that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, Lord, we have confessed our sin, and we thank you now for that cleansing. And we are ready to receive any and all alignment instructions so that we can be aligned in this moment, in this opportune season, this moment in time, Father, that you have predestined for us before we were even born. And, Father, we declare that we are aligned with your will. We are aligned to receive suddenly. We are aligned with expectation. We are aligned for our hope to be built up and to grow and to receive. We are aligned for expectation for miracles, and we are aligned to receive them right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And I also want to encourage you, partners, if you have prayer requests, please be sure to send them to us. We love praying over you. We love hearing from you. If this call has blessed you, if a certain nugget stood out, please give us the feedback so we can know how to minister to you as we go forth in this. Right, Kim?
Yes, absolutely. And we appreciate you guys so much. And we love being able to interact with you on a greater level. We're just so thankful to God that we can even be on this call with you and pray with you, and you hear our voice and know that we love you and we're praying for you and we pray for you daily. So we just want to thank you guys for coming on. I hope this message has been a blessing to you. And, Clayton, is there a callback number if they want to listen again?
The playback number is 712-770-4349, and then you press #9111.
Okay.
And we can send that out if we need to tomorrow.
Okay. So thank you again. We bless you in the name of Jesus, and we just expect to begin to hear awesome, awesome, awesome praise reports. So go in peace and have a wonderful night, and know that we are praying for you.
Amen. Could I just add one more thing?
Oh, sure, Randy.
The playback number that Kalita just gave you is correct. Just use the same participant code that you dialed to get in, the access code that you dialed to get in. You use the same access code on that other number, the 4349, and that will allow you to hear the call.
Terrific.
We're on a learning curve.
Thank you all.
Well,